This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. Well, once again, we get to speak with Dean Weingarten. And I was just thinking, for you, the GRPC was, what, a nice car ride for you?
It was a three-hour trip from Yuma.
Yeah. So
I didn't want to double that and commute, so I stayed at the hotel.
Gotcha. Well, you know, that just makes sense, Dean. But what did you take away from that?
Well, I enjoyed it, as I have enjoyed all the GRPCs that I've gone to. And I have to admit, I took away a GRPC award for Freedom Defender, which was nice.
Yeah.
But probably the biggest award I took away was that my editor, publisher at Amelan, Freddie Reel, he's one of the owners of Amelan, told me that I'm the most read gun writer on the Internet.
Not a surprise to me.
I checked with my former editor at The Truth About Guns, where they have about 1,000 articles, and he said, yes, with the articles you wrote for us, I think that's entirely possible. So I hope it's true.
Well, I believe it's true.
It's hard to measure.
I believe that it's true, but only because... I believe it's true simply because one of your writing style is, it's sort of, it's not like Joe Friday would be, you could never be Joe Friday because you give way too much information, right? But at the same time, you write in such an engaging fashion. And I don't really know how to put my finger on it, what it is, but you write in such an engaging fashion.
Well, you're being complimentary. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. But the other thing is that you cover such a broad swath of what's actually going on out there that just has a gun as the common denominator. So whether it's politics or what's happening locally or, going to the Walmart where they say, please don't carry your guns or whatever it is, you're either there doing it or you're researching how many bears get shot with a .22 pistol or... I mean, most people have a niche, and they only write about it, and your niche seems to be all the entire breadth of the spectrum.
Well, yes. But, you know, I have been doing this for over 50 years, so there's a reason I picked up a lot of information on the way. And it helps to be a trained scientist and a skeptic, so that when I look at something... Many times things will stand out to me that won't stand out to other people. And I have to give credit to many sources that I've accumulated over the years who helped me accumulate data and information that I wouldn't otherwise be able to get.
Right.
So it's not just me. And God, I have to give a lot of credit to the people who published me, you know, the Amelan. I wouldn't wouldn't be known if it weren't for Amaland and Truth About Diamonds
well,
and a few others.
It's a symbiotic relationship because they wouldn't be publishing you if you didn't have value.
Well, I think that's correct.
Yeah. But that's also part and parcel. Yes, sir.
I have to correct something because, and it's my fault because I didn't catch it really and say it, though I should have, is that you've been saying that all 3,000 of my articles are on Amalyn. Well, they wrote a article about the award, and they say there's only 1,360 on Amalyn, so they don't have all my articles.
Well, if somebody goes to Amoland and starts reading, and you know calls in and holds my feet to the fire on that one, first of all, they're not going to care. they will just have read 13 of your articles. But I understand what you're saying. In the interest of absolute,
it's not like there's a small number; it's a lot of articles.
Yeah.
But I try to be a stickler for facts, and when I saw that, I said, "Oh man, I haven't been correcting." That 3,000 number. The 3,000 is accurate. Those are out there, but you have to go to more sources than Amalyn to find them.
Well, whatever it is, I am sure that the award that you got was well-deserved. Probably amongst writers, you probably do stand head and shoulders above them because most of them just are specialized. I mean, in most cases, right, and I often make this distinction when... Because I'm a fill-in host at a local radio station, right? Being a gun talker means that I have to know a lot of the same statistics. And, I mean, I go to places like your articles to find these statistics and find these benchmarks. But I have to know these things in detail, where being a conservative talker is a little more conceptual. It's very easy for me to walk into that because, you know, I'm ex-military. I believe in a limited government. I believe in, I believe in freedom. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the gun, you know, the Bill of Rights, all those things. So it's very easy to find stuff that just falls in line with that because, one, the Democrats make it easy.
But you're right. And along those lines, the reason I, you know, sort of fell into this niche is that, it was an area where people weren't covering. Are you getting a ping? I'm hearing this ping, and I don't know where it's coming from.
I apologize for that. I don't know how to stop that.
Oh, okay. I was afraid it was me.
No, it's not you.
But, so, you know, when you have the old media or the legacy media or whatever you want to call it, basically spiking all these stories, it gives an opening for us gun writers on the internet that wouldn't exist otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's, you can just look. I'm in the middle of writing an article right now about recent bear attacks in Montana. And we had two bear attacks that were very similar to each other. They both involved a pair of hunters, and one of the pair of hunters used bear spray, and I would say it was successful. Both of the hunters were injured, but the bear went away. One hunter was injured after he started spraying the bear with bear spray. Then the bear attacked him, and he got injured, but it wasn't super serious injuries. And then you had another pair of hunters about 11 hours later that had 9mm pistols. The bear attacked them, and... one was being mauled by the bear, or had bit anyway, and the other came up and shot the bear with a 9mm, at least shot at it. We haven't recovered the bear yet, so we can't say if he hit it. And the bear immediately stopped the attack and went away. And then it came back, and then they shot at it some more, and then it went away. But it only injured the one hunter, not both. But in the coverage of this event in the media, you will only find it mentioned that a pistol was used to defend and that it was successful in one of the media articles. You find the mention in the report by the Montana, Fish and Game, I think.
Right.
In their report, they mention the pistol. But otherwise, you won't find it. But they mentioned several times that bear spray was used and it was successful.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten, fresh off of his award-winning trip to the GRPC. I want to ask you about a couple of things that doesn't get... For the gun community, I think a lot of times the gun community gets caught up in the mechanics of everything, and I sometimes wonder if they look at what would happen, what the Democrats want to do. As far as, the guns have to be the first thing. Do you remember in 2010 when the Democrats wanted to seize basically all of the retirement accounts in the United States?
I recall hearing about these proposals where they were going to tax or seize, make into government accounts. I think that's, you are correct.
They were going to seize them, but they were going to turn them into an annuity. Now, the difference would be that, you know, if you have a 401k, you paid into it, you start drawing on it after you retire. Then if you die, then whoever survives you gets what's left of it. That's your money. You get that's a possession you own. It's something you can bequeath. With the annuity, when you die, so do the payments.
So just this like Social Security now.
Yeah, yeah. So they were basically, this was basically a money grab.
It was, and, oh yeah, huge.
It was a money grab. And then do you remember the story of young Charlie Gard in Britain, in the UK?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Young Charlie Gard was a baby who was born in a way to where he was going to die prematurely. He was born with some disease.
Ah,
some,
now I understand. Yeah, I remember the story, but the name didn't ring.
And his parents raised $1.6 million because an Italian doctor, I think it was, had this experimental treatment for this disease that this child was born with, and he was willing to do it. And they raised the money to go do it, and then the British government made Charlie Gard a ward of the state.
Yes.
And forbade his parents. Yes. No, they would not allow him. And so, and then they told him, that, you know, he's going to die, and we're going to allow it.
Yeah, that's what they said. It is our judgment. This is in his best interest.
Yes, yes.
I remember that. It was just insane.
So, can you imagine the free reign that the Democrats would have with national health care, seizing everybody's money, and getting carbon credit and cap and trade put in place? Can you imagine what kind of a world this would be? Which the only way they can make some of these happen. Because I can't imagine in Oklahoma, some Oklahoman hospital telling a bunch of parents, your kid's going to die and there's nothing you can do about it. I can't imagine that in Arizona. I can't imagine that anywhere in the United States, because I think you got another Bundy Ranch thing happening when that happens.
I think so. They have to, in addition to this, one of the things that they have to do, and I'm in the talking about this, and I've talked about it before, is they can't just outlaw guns or try to seize guns. They have to outlaw the First Amendment as well. They have to seize control of communication. They have to not allow certain viewpoints to be heard. And they're already working hard at it. You know, if you look at the way that people get defunded and deplatformed, and that they define hate speech to basically mean anything a Republican says, and that
look at red flag orders.
Yes. And all this works towards the same goal. And that is control of society. The people who are far left, I mean, are just philosophically progressive, I guess I should say, which is most of the people who are in control of the party on the left, the Democratic Party. They don't believe government should be limited at all.
I know.
They want government to have total control. Because they believe, they know absolutely what is best and what isn't. And if you disagree with them, it's not just a disagreement. You are evil for disagreeing with them.
Well, I
mean, at the minimum, you're ignorant and stupid.
Well, I mean, let's look at the other stuff, too. Let's look at the other stuff. Right now, because of the media and because of certain areas, it's not nationwide because it would never work nationwide. Can you imagine Antifa trying to roll into Yuma?
Well, they do it once.
Right. But, I mean, they're not going to have the same kind of reception because, you know, where they're operating in Berkeley and where they're operating in Portland and, you know, they have a sympathetic regime in charge.
Local governmental authority.
And like in the case of Portland, not only is he the mayor, but Wheeler is also the police commissioner. So he can tell the police exactly what to do. And, you know, so if you are a, for example, a Trump supporter, or even if you just look like a Trump supporter, you can be attacked in a terroristic fashion, and they're going to get away scot-free with it. And you just talked about the social media where we're getting deplatformed and everything else. So just imagine, and I don't know if they actually think about this in the back of their heads. I would have thought that after Alexandria, a lot of people would have said, wow, if that happened there, it could happen anywhere. But it didn't. It apparently didn't happen. But I don't know if they ever think in the back of their heads, well, there is a veto out there called the Second Amendment, and the American people have it. I just don't think that comes up.
No, I don't think so. And they tell themselves it doesn't matter. These people are delusional, and they don't care. Remember, this is the same philosophy that murdered over 100 million people the last century.
Right.
And the people who think this way don't care how many people they kill. They really, they don't have a moral problem with that because they look at it and say, these are people that are preventing us from instituting heaven on earth. We are like God and we can do this if we just get rid of these people who are preventing us from helping everybody.
Well, that sounds
and
like,
it's not like anybody's
going to
punish us. Yeah, nobody's going to punish us if we kill 100 million people or 50 million or 30 million because we'll be in charge of the government, and the government is God. So there's nobody who's going to punish us. So if we just decide people are inconvenient or they're too old or too young or they're too mouthy or they don't agree with us, well, sometimes the best thing you need to do is just kill them, they think. Proved it over and over and over again.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. He truly is the most read man out there in the gun sphere. In the gun sphere, Dean. I got it right.
You got it.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a press conference at the UN in New York, President Trump says if there's transparency for me, there has to be transparency for the Democrats.
But also insist on transparency from Joe Biden and his son Hunter on the millions of dollars that have been quickly and easily taken out of Ukraine and China. Millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars taken out very rapidly while he was vice president, and I think they should have transparency for that. I've informed the leader about that.
President Trump also hints again at a possible trade deal with China.
And they want to make a deal very badly. And it could happen. Could happen. It could happen. It could happen sooner than you think.
On that news, your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 163 points to close at 26,971. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out of at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, what do you think about that? That was all. I'm supposed to be a semi-pro, and I about did the wrong spot.
Well, I think the only people who don't make mistakes are those who do nothing.
Fair point. I want to ask you.
And you do a lot.
Oh yeah, thank you. So now that they've decided to impeach the president because he made a phone call.
It's really ridiculous when you look at the specifics and the spin they're putting on it. Yeah, you know, a top would fly apart from centrifugal forces if they applied that spin to a top.
Yeah. Well, that essentially, to me, I don't know if he's going to be willing to work with them on gun control no more.
Well, let's hope. You know, I don't think he will. I think there's been a lot of smoke going on.
And I don't think he was ever going to do it.
Right. I agree. And I talked to sources I'm not willing to name at the moment,
sure,
anyway,
sure,
at the GRPC who are, let's say they have closer information than I do to President Trump. And they were of the opinion that he is working closely with people in the NRA and SAF and that they have some influence, and that they have educated them about some things, and they are very positive about the direction we're headed in.
Well, they were never going to get universal background checks, because he pretty much telegraphed that. He said, we already have strong background checks.
Well, he did. But I think he is being brilliant. I mean, I just think Trump is a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
And he is so smart that I consider myself fairly bright, but I think he's a lot smarter than I am. And he sees the way this works. He understands how the Democrats get things and how they use the media to do it. Well, the media and Democrats, I repeat myself. And he's using their own tactics against them.
Sure.
And he's very careful about what he says. And if you look at what he says and how he says it, he doesn't commit. He puts out three or four possibilities that all vaguely sort of look like he's going your way. But when it comes down to brass tacks, if he doesn't get what he wants, he doesn't close the deal.
Right. I kind of think he probably surmised that at some point they'd be coming back at him again. And rightfully so, because they haven't ever stopped coming at him again. And
exactly.
He sort of teed them up for that. And they walked right into it.
It's so blatant to me that I can't help but wonder if there, was some planning involved. They keep saying, Lucy, hold this football for me over and over again.
Yeah.
So he doesn't necessarily need to set them up, but and the way they try to keep convincing us to gaslight us and to say black is white, or who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insane. And sometimes I go to sites that are being pretty much the major networks or anything like that. They're all rabidly anti-Trump. And you start listening to them, and you go, am I in a different universe?
Here's the thing about that.
What they're saying.
Yeah, but this is the thing about the Democrats, and this is where I think America should really be looking at them and wondering about this. They've made this move to impeach him without knowing what was said.
Yeah.
And they completely overlooked the fact that the person that didn't hear the conversation completely bypassed the classification of information, which
the intelligence
community doesn't have the job of reporting on the president. He doesn't get tattled on for stuff like that.
What's amazing to me is, I think it was Nadler, who doesn't appear to be the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. He made a statement that, well, it really doesn't matter what was said in the phone call. We have to impeach anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, what? The evidence doesn't matter? What facts don't matter? Really, I have to say that with the left, they seem to have this belief, and if you read their literature, it's right in the middle there, that reality is optional. We make our own reality. There's no objective reality out there.
I think the subtext here is the reason they have to impeach is because they can't beat him at the ballot box.
Well, that's what it looks to me, too.
But the bigger problem they got to face now is that besides the Kabuki thing, they're holding hearings. They held hearings today on an assault weapons ban. That's never going to happen now. If they impeach him, that's not going to go anywhere. And they're going to have to, and Pelosi, who's given in to, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and that little contingent, she's going to, what are they going to campaign on? Well, we went after the president for 2.5 years straight. We even tried to switch the Electoral College around. None of that worked. So vote for us yet again. So we'll do some more nothings for you.
I think so. I mean, they're trying to say that President Trump is a threat to the Republic. But the problem is they constantly project their own thoughts. The left is clearly a threat to the Republic. They don't believe in the Republic. They don't believe we should have limited government. And for them to claim that President Trump, who is restoring our rights and defending us against foreign interests and trying to get control over the border, which they insist has to be open, is a threat to the republic, is simply bizarre.
Well, they're losing, you know, in order for them to win, one of the key constituencies they got to win is Black America. And they got to get 90% of the vote. Except right now, based upon what we're seeing, 30% of them support Trump. So they're in deep. The legal Hispanics that are here, they support Trump. The legal immigrants that are here, they support Trump. They got problems. They got big problems.
And yes, some polls are showing Hispanic support for Trump at 50%.
Yeah. They got
and
problems.
And as you said, the Black support at 25 to 30%.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I have to say is that a lot of people who are in community Black communities look at reality. They consider a lot of politics to be just nonsensical anyway. It's just all a theater and show.
Sure.
Well, there's reasons for that. I mean, that rings with me a certain amount. And so they look at, you know, their pocketbook, and they look at reality. Have we got more jobs? Oh, yes, we do. Are we getting paid better? Oh, yes, we are. Are we closing or protecting the border so we aren't overrun with illegal immigrants, which primarily go to the lower cost areas of cities? Oh, yeah, he's really trying to build the wall and get a handle on all this illegal immigration. All those things are apparent on the ground. They aren't just talking points from the Democrat buddies who say, look, you got to vote for us because we're not Trump.
Yeah. We're coming up on the next break, talking to Dean Weingarten. When we get back, we'll continue on with that. You can catch his stuff. You can catch a good portion of his stuff at ammoland.com. I dare you to go there and start reading one a day. It'll take you for a while. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, and you mentioned something earlier when you were talking about the bears and everything. There's a group of people, there's sort of like a segment of people that will only talk about defending with bears when they use bear spray.
Yes, it's just strange, and a subject matter expert, Dave Smith, has written a couple books on it and brought it to my attention. And he looked at the coverage that these attacks in Montana, these recent attacks in Montana were getting, and there just wasn't any mention of the pistol being used for defense. But bear spray was mentioned in every article. In fact, one article implied that bear spray was used in both cases, because they said both hunters or both groups of hunters had bear spray, but they didn't tell you that one group of hunters used bear spray against the bear and the other group used pistols. So there's this push, and it's an ideological push. People who want a disarmed population don't like to admit that pistols are effective in defending yourself, or that guns are effective at all. And they love the idea of bear spray being more effective than pistols, even though it isn't. In fact, the more we look at it, it seems pretty clear that pistols are far more effective than bear spray.
The thing about bear spray is a non-lethal. Non-lethals,
exactly.
I understand why people like non-lethals. You know, we're in the bear, let's use it in the context of bears. We're in their territory. We, you know, they're wild animals.
You know, Bill, I don't mean to be disagreeable, but it's all our territory. They're
gotcha.
Here because we allow them.
Right. I'm not going to argue with that.
But we shouldn't give the bears human attributes and say they have the same rights as humans. They don't. I like to have bears around. I think they're worthwhile. I think we should keep them. I think we should set aside areas for them to procreate and feed themselves and remain wild creatures. But I don't think they should have the same rights I do or other people do.
No, I don't either. But what I'm saying is that for those that think, you know, there's that this type of person. Do you know who Cass Sunstein was? Is?
Oh, that yes.
Yeah, he was one of Obama's czars, and he actually put the idea forward that animals do have human rights, and that like if you're making fun of an ape in the zoo, he should have legal representation and be able to sue you. I don't know how he would.
Yes,
you know.
There are people have put that forward, and again, it goes back to this not having moral values other than what you impose on yourself. And part of it is that these people believe that humans are simply just another animal. And because they don't believe in God and they don't believe that we have anything that matters with us other than just chemicals. And so that, you know, that's one of the reasons they're so willing to kill other people, because they don't really value other people.
Right.
And it comes from, in large part, I think, living in very crowded conditions. If you live in very crowded conditions, you can't know everybody who's about you. And a lot of people get in your way.
Yeah.
So it's reasonable to believe that you don't think there should be quite so many people around.
But the people who advocate the most for non-lethals have never had to use anything against anything before. This is all a concept for them that, you know, this is one of God's creatures, or that's the reason they're putting forth. And therefore, we should not just kill them arbitrarily, which is not arbitrary. What we're talking about is defending. It's defending.
And that's the point that I try to make in my articles, is the people you're talking about make a big claim, unsupported, that one of the great benefits of bear spray is that the bear is not killed. But that's not a benefit. That's a bug, not a feature.
Right.
One of the big advantages of thistles is the bear is killed. If a bear is familiar enough or aggressive enough that it's attacking people, the bear should be killed. And most of them do get killed eventually because the authorities do not want to allow an aggressive bear that's willing to attack humans to wander around in the wild, where it might come across another human and attack them too. Which appears to be the case in this Montana situation, though we don't know. The two attacks only happened a mile apart from each other. The bear was sprayed with bear spray first, and then it attacked these hunters, and it appears to have been shot, but they haven't recovered a body yet, so we don't exactly know what happened.
Right.
But the point is that there are very, very few bear attacks. They're very rare phenomena. You know, we have, my estimate is it's probably in the neighborhood of 10, maybe 15 bear attacks a year, of which about one or two are fatal. And then there's probably another 50 or so where the bear picks on the wrong people and they just kill it. And it doesn't ever make the news because while it tried to attack the people, it didn't result in any injuries. So we're on the top side of this ladder, and we need to keep it that way. You know, I like to say that, you know, I fought hard for the top position on the food chain, and I'm not going to give it up.
Sure. Who would?
And the people who talk as if bears, you know, have a right to kill humans don't believe in that. But even if we killed every single bear that attacked people, it will not make a dent in the bear populations that is of any significance. It may, and probably will, tend to structure the gene pool so the bears who don't like to attack people survive. And we see that with black bears all the time.
Before we run out of time,
and I've had people from Alaska say that the reason that they don't get as many bear attacks, even though they have many, many more grizzlies up there, it's because they have grizzly bear hunting, and the bears that attack people get killed.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, did you notice this past weekend, and maybe you didn't because of the GRPC, but did you notice that the climate strike that went on worldwide with all the children. Did that remind you of the March for Our Lives?
Oh, it's very similar. Absolutely. The left loves to use children as their props because they're harder to attack. And since they're dealing with emotion and not facts or logic, anytime you put a child forward, it's kind of like somebody attacking a baby seal. Now, the baby seal may be getting lots of people killed, but you can't attack it because if you do, the leftist media says, see a baby seal killer, and they attack you, and a lot of people believe they're justified.
They even let Greta von Thunberg, she's 15, 16 years old, she got to address the UN. She got to address the UN. So
it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane. Anyway. She's not old enough to even have an understanding of the issues involved.
You know, my father used to tell me, and I mean, I get it. My father used to tell me that children should be seen and not heard. That didn't mean anything bad, right? But I mean, he would say that with sort of a wink of his eye and everything, and I knew that. I understood that. But I'm about to run out of time, so you gonna be with me Friday?
I intend to, unless something severe happens. And it's always a pleasure, Bill. I enjoy being on your
Likewise, I enjoyed the conversation. So I had to start. I need to get Freddie to put that up there, and maybe that could count for an article for you too. And then we could run those numbers up.
I have no problem with you. Hopefully, the podcast would be on links on Amoland. Yeah, that'd be great.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.